You know who it is, and you know what time it is. Time to piss off some feminists, trad cucks, and whoever don't want to know the truth. Oh well, let's get started. What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, reporting from Mobile Command. Oh, I'm feeling like a good old-fashioned rant this morning. With a combination of things I'm seeing on social media and things I'm seeing in real time. Gentlemen, this environment is crazy. Oh yeah, all you have to do is truly open your eyes and see beneath the surface, or in the terms of the Wizard of Oz, behind the curtain. Yeah. You will truly see just how fucked up a lot of things really are. Now, I want to start with the new trend, the new viral trend, if you will. Men in their financial celibate era. First time I saw Don P's video, I damn near fell out laughing. Why? Because it reminded me of a video that I put out back in 2021 called All Hail the Stingy Men's Association. Now, the groundwork for both of these, for the men's financial celibacy era and the Stingy Men's Association back then, was the fact that men were withholding their resources. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Day by day, more and more men realize that trying to date the modern woman is absolutely pointless. First thing she's saying is, hey, where's the money? Are you going to pay for me? What? Pay for you? If I'm going to pay for your time, there is a term called a prostitute, aka a professional. That's the woman who wants to be paid for her time. Well, yeah, I want to be paid for my time too, but I am not a whore. Well, obviously you're not, because at least with an actual whore, I would actually get screwed. The right way, instead of going, taking you out, paying for you, and getting nothing but boo balls at the end of the night. Yeah. But yeah, I find it absolutely hilarious that more and more men are just simply checking out of the dating market altogether. Now, of course, you have to look at social media and women posting the fact that they're going to matchmaking events and coming up with nothing. So many women have put out videos talking about, oh, I went to a matchmaking event, I went to a speed dating event, I went to a singles event, and there were no men. You have to attach this to the end of that phrase. There were no men that I wanted. The perpetual circle. Women have men who want them, but they just don't want those guys. But yet they want the guys at the top who don't want them. Talk about an absolutely vicious cycle. But more of the quote unquote backup plan men, the friend zone guys, they're taking themselves out of that circle. So now you've got a lot of women out here screeching, hemming, and hawing, talking about, oh, there are no men. Oh, the men aren't showing up. And men are like, why should we? Especially when you look at the pricing on some of those matchmaking events. No, just like the nightclub scene. Nightclubs are dying a horrible death. But I said this in the past when I first started noticing this. So goes the men. So goes the money. Yeah. We all know nightclubs are all about getting men in there to spend our money. But once again, men are now withholding resources. And yeah, a lot of women out here are really feeling the pinch. A lot of women are still looking for that savior. They're looking for that guy to come in and pay off all their debt. No, that's not going to happen, ladies. Nope. And a lot of women are coming to terms. They're saying, yep, I'm so lonely. Oh my God, I'm so lonely. You guys remember the video that I did covering China Unvarnished? That channel has some serious bangers. One recently that they put out are suggesting that a lot of the old Chinese women, the Sheng Yus, the leftovers, they hate looking in the mirror. Why? Because that mirror is unrelenting. It is showing them their true selves. They have aged out, and guess what? Nobody's checking for them. And we know that the Chinese men, they are savages. They tell those women about themselves. Why do I want an old, accomplished woman when I can get a fresh young one right off the assembly line? Yeah. Oops. See, this is why, in my humble opinion, there's so much shaming over here in America of men who can and choose to date younger women. All these old battle axes know that they've aged out. They have pretty much zero value. Their wombs are like Afghanistan, bombed out and depleted. So yeah, your baby factory is shut down. So what purpose do you really have? Well, I've said it before, and I'll say it again. Old ass women who are still trying to compete with young women, they only do one of two things. They sabotage the woman, or they try to sabotage the men in their age group. Period. They're miserable. They know no one's coming to save them. No one wants these old ass women out here. Oh, I still got it. I'm 50 and fabulous. Yeah, guess what? You're still 50. Your biological clock has pretty much shut down. It is over for you. So yeah, only thing you can do is spread your misery. But I still find it hilarious, all these old women out here complaining. Now, let's shift to something else that I'm seeing in real time. Housing. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm seeing a lot more apartments going up, you know, vacancy signs at apartments, and I'm seeing a hell of a lot more homes going for sale now. Yeah. It is absolutely insane. But guess what? We all know housing is too fucking expensive. Mm-hmm. And plus you had that absolutely harebrained scheme that got cooked up out here in California for possibly giving undocumented up to $150,000 to buy a first home. Well, I'm glad that shit got nixed. However, that still is not stopping, you know, the migrants from still crossing illegally. But you know what? That's something for the more political people. I'm going to keep it in the social realm. And speaking of housing, once again, you gotta love TikTok. And the fact that so many women now are sharing the fact that they're either homeless or about to go homeless. Oh, man. That right there. I'm about to go homeless. I need help. No. I have absolutely zero sympathies for homeless women. Why? Because every time I see a homeless woman, the same question enters my mind. How insufferable of a woman could you have been to where nobody wants to help you? And we live in a society that bends over absolutely backwards to help women. But yet, for some odd reason, nobody wants to help you? Yeah, serious problems. You got some extremely serious problems. But, like I said, riding around the city, I'm seeing even more women holding up those homeless signs. Yeah, things are about to get way worse for a lot of women. And guess what? The idea that they were going to be able to go back and possibly try to patch something up with a man, the men have said, nope, I'm out of here. I'm sitting it out. I'm going to stay in my cave. That's it. No women allowed. My peace and my sanity are my number one priorities. But what more can be said, ladies? You're a victim of the environment that you helped create, either directly or indirectly. Yeah, you can say that the feminists, they directly helped create the environment, but all you normie women, since you chose not to stand in the gap and say, hey, this is going too far, guess what? You are all on board as long as you got the benefits of feminism. So guess what? You're going to partake in the suffering caused by feminism. And yeah, not a lot of men are going to be there to save you. Do all men need to go the route of the red pill? Nope. However, enough men have went the route of the red pill. And guess what, ladies? It's going to leave you out in the cold. And winter is here. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Let me know what you guys think. What do you think about the financially celibate era of men? What do you think about the old Stingy Men's Association? What's your opinion on the absolute desert called the dating and mating market? What's your opinion on women and now them falling into homelessness? Because guess what? Those bills that they've accrued, they're not going away. They're not going anywhere, and no simp is going to come in and pay those bills for you. I mean, Uncle Earl and Nasty Nate might come in, but they're not simps. They're going to clap them cheeks for you to get those big-headed hundreds from them. And guess what? You don't want to play? They're not going to pay. It is what it is. And with that being said, ladies, all of you women out here who thought that feminism, the liberal Democrats, were going to somehow bail you out, no. Better understand this. All that social power that you thought that you were going to be able to wield without any responsibility or consequence, that's going out. And I'm going to reiterate, feminism, and the Liberal Party, the Democrats, that you thought were going to save you or successfully shame some man into saving you, that's going out right along with it. Because all in all, ladies, men are now openly withholding resources. And guess what? You ladies ain't got it like you have been led to believe that you do have it. And it is showing. It is what it is. That's all I gotta say for this one. RPM, I am out.